This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. I'm so grateful you've taken the time to be with me. I love doing this radio program, and this podcast is heard all over the United States and all over the world. Welcome to WGOD. This is where we take 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes on weekends now, and study the Word of God. We're in a study in the book of Revelation. We have now entered the time where there is no more relevant message for me to give you. Out of all the years that we've been alive and all the years this world has continued to go on, we have now reached the time where this is the most relevant. You know, you hear it all the time. You know, come to our church. Our pastor has relevant messages. And usually what that means is you don't hear a lick out of the Word of God. But now the time has come where to hear relevant messages is to hear Matthew chapter 24 preached and taught. What will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? How do I know when your return is near, Lord Jesus? Or what we're looking at here now, a verse-by-verse look at Revelation. And let me encourage you, as you go through this, to whenever possible, interpret this book literally, not spiritually. At first glance, when you're first studying this, first look for a literal understanding of it. And if not, then you go another way. And symbols always mean something. And they usually mean the same thing. Seven heads and 10 horns is a reference to Satan, as the dragon is. Lamb is a reference to Jesus Christ. So when you see someone with two horns like a lamb and speaks like a dragon, then you ought to be able to interpret that, but you can't take that literal. But when we see two witnesses prophesying for 1,260 days, oh, you shouldn't spiritualize that. You should take that as it is. Literal. Now, we're moving on here. We're in chapter 6. We're looking at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is where we left off. For more information on this ministry, I invite you to go to our websites. WGODontheair.net is one. My New Testament Bible translation, if you go to majoritytext.com, you'll find my New Testament, which I use to teach this, the Majority Text, the Byzantine Majority Text. This is a chapter now where I believe more people think, as we look at this, that we're living in the tribulation. And with all due respect, I have to say to that, no, I don't see that yet. See, certain things have to happen prior to us. Anytime someone says, well, we're living in the tribulation, I say to that, no, that can't be, because of a couple reasons. First off, we need to have a peace treaty. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, speaking of the Antichrist, it says he will initiate a covenant for 1 week. Now, a week is the Hebrew word shabu. It's a week of years, 7 years. We're waiting on someone to broker and come up with a 7-year peace treaty involving the focal point in time in history, which is Jerusalem and Israel. It's not Ohio or New Mexico or Spain. It's Israel and Jerusalem. That's the center. That's the focus. Also, we're looking on a new temple to be built. Why? Because the word of God says so. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. These things have to happen. We can't be in the tribulation yet because these things have to happen. And lastly, two witnesses. Revelation chapter 11 speaks of two witnesses of God who preach for 1,260 days. And it says these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Did it rain this week? Then we're not living in the tribulation. Perhaps you say, what? That's crazy. You see, this is the kind of stuff that's going to inspire people to take the mark of the beast. You see, these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. 1,260 days is the same as 42 months in the Bible. It's the same as a time, times, and the dividing of time. It's 3.5 years. When these two guys show up, you can write it on your calendar, no rain for 3.5 days. And then it says this little word there, A-N-D. And they have power to turn the waters into blood. Not only will it not rain, they have the power. Now, whether or not they're going to use that power or not, I would venture to probably guess yes, to turn the existing water into blood. Are we living in the tribulation? No way. No way. We haven't seen these things happen yet. So sometimes when I look around this world, I think that we are, but then I look at these other signs and things that we know have to take place, and it reminds me, no, we're not in the tribulation. Friends, there'll be no mistaking it when we have entered into the tribulation. Maybe you say, well, I'm not going to be here during the tribulation. I'm going to be raptured. I'd have to say to you, where's that in the Bible? Show me where it says you will not have to endure any tribulation. Show me, first of all. Second of all, I encourage you to get on a plane and go to Mosul, Iraq, and tell our brothers over there that not to fear. They're never going to face any tribulation in their life. You would be run out of that country. Or China, or Iran, or Syria. They'd run you out as a heretic and a loony. They undergo tribulation. The church has always undergone tribulation and the wrath of Satan. You see, there's a distinction between the wrath of Satan and the wrath of God. God has not appointed us to wrath, it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I think it's verse 9, but to the obtaining of salvation. We're not appointed to God's wrath. Abraham said to God, far be it from you to slay the righteous with the wicked. Far be it from you. Will not the God of all the earth do right? God's established himself as faithful. He's not going to treat you the same way he's treating or will treat the unbelievers who have rejected him. But nowhere does it say you're not going to be around to face the tribulation. Nowhere does it say that in the Bible. Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31 says, immediately after the tribulation, he will gather together his elect from the four winds, it says in that text right there. 1 Corinthians 15, 51, it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. That's what we're waiting for. Now, we're in Revelation, again, chapter 6. These are some of the things, reasons why I believe we're not living in the tribulation. And second of all, rapture. Friend, you need to be prepared for anything. You need to be as prepared as our brothers are in Iraq and Syria today. And that is to be prepared for anyone knocking on your door. Be prepared for anyone to bust into your house and ask you if you believe in Jesus. Be prepared for that at any time. How's your faith today? You know, God wants you to have an unshakable faith, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12. God makes the promise. He says, yet once more I'll shake not only the heavens, but the earth, so that the things which can't be shaken may remain. And that, my friend, needs to be your faith. Did you know that this is why God makes your life difficult? Did you know that? God makes your life difficult. Why? Because he loves you. Because he loves you, he makes your life difficult and hard and full of trials because he loves you. He wants you to wait on him because he will see you through whatever trial you're going through. You're still standing, aren't you? Has God been faithful to you in the past? Has God ever helped you through your trial? Has God always come through for you, sometimes in the midnight hour? God wants you to put your faith and trust in him. He wants you to have unshakable faith, which is why James says, count it all joy when you fall into or encounter, like on the side of the road, various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops or produces endurance, hupomone. It's a spiritual arrogance. It's a trust in Almighty God. It's like a chemical, like mixing two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. You see, by themselves, they'll do nothing for you. Hydrogen, go to Saturn and try to breathe it and see what happens to you. Oxygen by itself, mix two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. What do you got? You got a glass of water. You see, it's the same thing with your faith, you see. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. You mix you abiding under the hand of God and persecution and tribulation in your life, and you have got what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. When they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace, they said, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. And they said this, but if not, we still won't bow down and worship the image. You see, these guys had unshakable faith. And God wants you here at the end of this age, no matter what age you're in, but now at the end of it, when people's lives are on the line. You see, when Matthew 24 verses 9 and 10 are coming to pass now, it says, then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. Now, that's the age that we're living in now. God wants you to have unshakable faith, and it comes about through you letting God deliver you through regular everyday trials that you're going through. Maybe a sickness, illness, something really bad that you're going through, some great burden. Are you under a great burden right now? Let me encourage you. Listen for the Lord. Listen, pray. See what he's leading and calling you to do. Maybe he's leading you to give up something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But wait on the Lord and he will renew your strength. Wait, I say, on the Lord, it says in Psalm 27, I encourage you, let God see you through whatever trial you're going through. We'll be back again soon with another program here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.